we are friends, digging each other, taking time.
Is that what all cars have?
It's most small cars. Like my car's a four banger. Yours is probably an eight.
Four banger?
I wasn't being aggressive.
That's a car
thing. Four banger.
Got a four banger.
That's like
you got
a thing I would make up to act like I know what I'm talking about cars. Yeah.
Oh, he's a low rider guy too. He goes, "What, you got a four banger in there?"
Yeah. What the fuck?
Like, what are you, a cop? Sorry. FBI. What?
Welcome back, kids, to the Lions Did podcast. Was that too loud?
No, he was just looking at his shitty hair.
Oh, yeah.
Well, now I'm insecure about it. He's looking at his shitty hair.
He's looking at his Dwight Schrute hair.
Oh, come on, man. Fuck me.
I still think Hugh Grant, Notting Hill.
Yeah.
That'll take. Dwight is like the biggest insult.
Oh, man. No chin, Dwight.
That's true. Dwight was holding
Remember, he even talked about it on the show. He said his...
Oh, my God. That made me the most mad.
He even talked about it on the
show.
Kevin
Hart, sorry, for the listeners.
He said his nose is too small for his face.
Yeah, that was a great episode. Fun.
Oh, man.
He goes, "I'm not happy about my nose."
So
how
funny.
How does it hold those glasses up?
Yeah, that's
good. That is weird because it was a little slopey. Like it could have just went, whoop. Welcome back to the Lions Den podcast. Right. Please continue to rate and review at Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen.
Yeah, but like do it though.
But actually do it.
Yeah,
rate,
but do it.
Rate us, give us a 5-star rating, give us a review. We will definitely read it here on the podcast. And if you want to look at our beautiful faces, of course, YouTube, The Lions Den with Brent Moore and Jason Collings. We also have a clip channel on YouTube called The Lions Den Clips. And as always, for your members only content, patreon.com/TheLionsDenPod. That's patreon.com/
I want to go back to what you were talking about with the sitcom thing, because being on a sitcom, the writer's room, you know, everybody when you're on a sitcom, just for the listeners, when you're on a show, everybody kisses your ass when you're on a show. Being a comic, you're aware you're getting your ass kissed, right?
Right.
But if you start shifting, whether it's hair, body, or something, it gets in the script. So with Dwight, when you're talking about Dwight... There must have been something in the room going, you ever notice his fucking nose?
Right.
So, because with me, it became like chinless.
Let's put that
Lego
insult
hair,
in the script.
You know, like he's fat. Like,
oh, no.
And the thing is, it's like I would go to my dressing room like, that's funny, guys. That's funny. I am, though. You know, like you have those moments. So you either lean into it or you lean away from it.
Can I ask who wrote that, please?
Yeah.
Can I see in my dressing room for
a minute? Just for a second. And then what I want is this, somebody outside the door, then you just let us go. But it's amazing how the writer's room will never let you go. Like, I remember on Undateable, I was 158 pounds when I did the first season. I was 170 on the second season. And I was about 175 on the third. But I was getting a little puffed.
But you were growing up. You were maturing.
I was getting the Irish puffy whiskey
face. You were coming out of puberty.
Every joke was about weight. And the thing is, it's still 32 waist, so defensive. But and then Lego hair came up many times. There was just so many things where I go, you guys think I'm fat, huh? No, you look great.
You know what's
hilarious
about
that?
But
then they go to the script. They go, that piece of fucking shit.
You know what's hilarious about that is like some of your closest friends were writers.
There was one script where they literally said, like, it wasn't even a joke anymore because they all thought I was bulletproof, because I asked David Finn, shout out to David Finn, who was on the show, played Brett. I said, why are they picking on me so much? He goes, because you're bulletproof, mate. And I went, I'm not.
Yeah. At least you're coming off that way. But what they don't realize is you're crying in your dressing room.
Oh, my God. Right. In the table read, I remember I had a table read. It basically, I mean, I'm paraphrasing here, but it basically said, basically what it was saying was, you're an ugly piece of shit. Like, it was like, it made fun of my hair, my weight, my chin, all of it. It was like a loose... If it's a good joke, I'm in. But if it's not a joke, like the roast today, you know, like
right after
the
other.
Back in the day, Dean Martin roasts were good. Now it's just about attacking everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it was like that, you know. Shout out Tony Hinchcliffe. But point being, it was like one of those where I went, this isn't even funny. Like, even in the table read, they just went, even Chris D'Elia goes, well, that's just mean.
That's
the table read. I was like,
then you find out he wrote it.
Yeah, probably. At least we were funny.
Business, also business, dates. What do we got?
Oh, that's right.
End of May, Memorial Day weekend, I'll be in Chicago at the Comedy Bar. What is that, the 28th through the 30th? Comedy Bar Chicago. Comedy Bar Chicago. I'll be there. And then June 11th, I will be in Las Vegas at the South Point Casino for the Dirty at 12:30. That's really? Back. I'm doing June 11th in Vegas. Yeah.
That's new. And then me and Jason will be June 24th to 26th in Atlanta at the Atlanta Punchline. Mm-hmm. And then
July 8th. And no, no, 9-10. July 9-10, we're going to be in Nashville.
Yeah, and July 9-10, we're going to be in Nashville at Zanies, which we always have a great time. Mm-hmm. And then August 20th, 21st, we're going to be at Gotham Comedy Club.
New York City.
Boom. Yeah. And then all the links for the tickets that are on sale will be in the YouTube description. If they're not there, probably just they're not on sale yet. Like Gotham's not up yet. I think Atlanta is. Zanies, I'll check.
But, Zanies should be up this week.
Yeah,
probably.
Atlanta isn't up yet because Atlanta's was trying. Up.
It's hard to find. Their website's a little janky, but it's hard. Yeah. I put the link in the description.
Yeah, really? It's a weird website.
Good. Yeah,
it, doesn't it take you to another?
Thing? It's hard to find. It's weirdly hard to find.
Because last time I looked, it wasn't even like
clickable. You gotta like find a link and then go to the calendar. It's not great. All due respect to the club.
No.
Make it easier.
Fix your website.
Make it easier. Yeah,
because it's such a great club.
Yeah,
like I love that fucking club.
Great club, great city.
I love that.
What
city.
Part of town is it in? Is it Midtown or is
oh,
it downtown?
Yeah, it's right. It's right in the game.
You're is it Midtown?
Oh yeah, you're right in the game.
All right. Where are we staying? Last time we
walking distance.
Okay, so we'll be staying in Midtown.
Yeah.
Because last time we were there, we were at the Improv that doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah.
And we would stay in Buckhead.
Well, I think it's in Buckhead.
Like, the club's in Buckhead or the hotel where we're staying?
We're kind of in that area. Like, you know me, I walk everywhere, so it's kind of that area.
Because it goes Buckhead, Midtown, downtown. Anyways, so yeah, that's
you're
what's
asking
on
the wrong person.
That's what's
I got lost asking, getting to my house. Okay,
you're asking the wrong person. But yeah, those are some dates that we're going to be doing. And of course, there's going to be a lot more to come because things are opening up. And you guys hear that if you're fully vaccinated.
I look like a magician.
Oh, there it is. Wait.
Nashville.
Scroll.
That's Nashville.
This is Nashville.
Scroll the more, a little more, a little more.
Down
little
or
more.
Up?
Make Brent go up. What's below Brent?
Oh, got it.
There. Okay, that's what I'm seeing. Okay.
Jesus, who's that?
That's Chelsea.
Oh, makes sense.
Yep, Funch. Okay, yeah. So those.
Yeah, so those are up. So Nashville's up. We'll put it up. Patreon members still applies. UN plus one if you're a Mufasa member, which is the highest tier. So just email us, hit us up. And we'll get you in.
Look at that. Craig Conant's got a one-nighter. Huh?
Christ almighty, fool, Will. Huh?
Anyways,
Will is like checked out. Did you hear the way he did that? He goes, hit us up. We got,
I'm doing it like I'm business.
He's
you know?
Handling
he might
business.
As well be doing this.
He's handling. All right, boo, boring. Come see us.
Speaking of that, one, I got vaccinated yesterday.
Yep.
Two,
day before yesterday.
Yeah. Two, how's everybody doing with shows? Like getting back out there because the clubs are open.
Oh. I'm not there this week, but last week I was at the store.
Mm-hmm.
I just did the Comedy Chateau again. I just started emailing my availability to the Improv again. They're opened up indoors. But yeah, I'm feeling good about it. How are you feeling about it, Brent? Brent has had three shows back.
I'm three shows
and
back.
I'm going to say this.
Yeah.
Two for one.
I bombed last night so bad.
Very curious to hear about this because I came and watched you, Jay and I were hanging there. You did the Chateau and you had a great set.
Great.
So yeah. I'm curious that the next day you say you bombed.
Well, it was good for me because I needed it, but I'm getting back into it. Like I was with my little brother yesterday and I had a couple blow ups when my parents were here because we didn't have our stage. We need our stage, you know? And, after I did the store, everything reset. It was like Mr. Miyagi shit. Everything's cleaner. Everything's nicer. Even my little brother's like, you seem better. I go, because I have the stage.
And after Madison, too, you said that. You
yeah.
Were like, that was
I just
help.
Started feeling better because we need this. We're born to do it because it's a stupid thing to do. To get on stage and talk to people for a living is a fucking risky, stupid thing. So I do the store. That's great. Then I do Comedy Chateau. That went well. Then I do this show. I don't even know the name of the place. But
the place is called Tom Bergen's. It sounds like a made-up name.
You're saying it sounds like a made-up name.
Yeah.
It sounds like if someone's interrogating you, what's your name? And you go, Tom Bergen.
Tom what? Bergen's.
Bergen's.
Exactly.
It's a Boston bar. It's like an Irish Boston
which is
bar.
Great. And you've done it before and you destroyed.
It was a fun show.
It's. Can I ask one question? For the bar show, is it inside, outside?
It's outside, but
in the parking lot.
It's outside, but it's actually really good. This had nothing to do with the show.
Great
sound. This had to do with me.
Great sound, great lighting. It's in, it's in half the parking lot, but they got it covered. It looks like it's
I said this looks like the tent of, because it has all those lights.
I know what you're going to say. Yeah. Because I said the same thing, I think.
Bar mitzvah?
I said wedding reception.
That's hilarious.
You said bar mitzvah, I said wedding reception.
I said, this looks like a dad who doesn't give a shit about his son's bar mitzvah. And that got this. And I went, well, this is going to go. But I started off good. I was doing well. Then it took a turn. My ADD kicked in. First off, you are on a street, so you see cars going by. But they had there was a dog with somebody, and a dog kind of ran across, and I went. So anyway, the thing is, and so I just completely snapped. And that
the dog
moment,
took your attention.
Well, not just that, but I almost felt like off the stage because I was doing that whole thing about in quarantine, this, and then I went, well, this, you know.
Wow.
So everything was going off. Then what happened was that this is how I knew I bombed, because everybody was writing me today going, you killed. I was like, I didn't kill. I bombed.
Right.
And I'll tell you why. Because I do the bit about that I don't want to give away because I want to do on the next thing I tape about the serial killer.
Yeah.
And but there's a great callback in that. Mm-hmm. You know, that's the whole point of it. Don't, you know, that thing.
Yep.
When I got no reaction off.
This is my
favorite. Literally, this is how I ended the set. I go, do you guys get it? And nobody says anything. I go, see, I called back from the Muppet guy.
You're explaining it.
See, the idea, the funny part about it. So I just explained it. Wow. At this point, I go, fuck it. I go, so the idea is she's worse than do you get it? The serial killer. And they were like, and I go, all right, I'm Brent Moore, and I'll see you guys.
Didn't you also say, you guys don't like me, do you?
Yeah, no, that's right. I did do that too. I go, you guys just don't like me, huh? And then somebody went, mm-hmm. So and I went, fuck. Whoops. Something I did in that.
You set. Didn't miss, you didn't, like, for the callback, you didn't miss the first time?
I didn't miss anything. So but it was just so, they checked out. Sometimes,
damn,
you got to get somebody.
Those outdoor shows are hit and miss.
Sure.
Man.
But also,
especially when you got all that extra sound, the cars going by, helicopters going over.
Well, you hear all of it once
all
you're bombing.
It. Yeah.
And then it's ring, ring, rung. Do you guys get it? Yeah.
Spotlight ring. Looking for a fucking mugger.
Yeah. You're like,
and then
you
he was bombing so hard that you could hear flies fucking.
Yeah, just, I don't know how flies fuck, but it would probably be like, wow. But I just love that I've been doing stand-up so long that I didn't hide from it. I just went,
and
you guys get it?
And part of you loved it. And part of you loved it.
I did. Because I went home and I woke up today, and I literally woke up today, first thought, so depressed. And then the second thought, I died laughing. Because I went, oh, I'm back.
Yep.
Man.
Dude, when I did that show, I had to follow, I followed Ali Wong.
Oh, and then Ali had to come up after, and she looked at me like,
yeah. Ugh. And Ali, when she was on stage, she looks over and she sees me and she goes, oh my God, hi. And then she tells the audience,
yeah, she's a sweetheart.
We haven't seen each other in a year, blah, blah. Anyways, she did a long set, ran the light, but also killed.
Mm-hmm.
So when I got on after her, a lot of people stood up and walked because they were trying to go get pictures and stuff with her and stuff. Then they came back and then I got into my groove. But at first it was like, well, that doesn't make me feel too insecure. Just a bunch of people walking out when I come on stage.
I had a few of those too. And I kind of walked the crowd, I think, because there were some very pretty girls and I'm a single man and I need love.
Someone got creepy on stage.
But no, I didn't even bother talking to anybody.
Here's what you got to do when you see hot girls in the audience. Just say this. Hey, ladies, they love that.
Well, here's the thing. You're never going to hear the grandparents tell, how'd you guys meet? It's never going to be like, so your grandfather bombed so bad.
Right, right.
And had to explain a joke. And I thought, this guy is so sad.
He's the one.
And he was wearing this weird trucker hat. And I was thinking, I wonder if he has hair surgery. And then he started coughing for no reason. And I found out that he ate a fly, which happened when I was leaving. And I went, bleh, bleh, out in the parking lot. And I thought, it was a pandemic, but take a risk. All my friends were like, take a risk.
Oh, this is... Dude,
he had a Porsche, but he was sweating the entire time and didn't know how to drive it. And he can't afford it. Because he kept
saying,
even
know how the car works.
I can't afford this entire time. And then out of nowhere, he just pulled over and he goes, I think the fly's still in my mouth, and started coughing more. And the fly wasn't in his mouth. I saw him take the fly out. It was a mental thing. And then I sleep over his house. No, this is the good part. And he has sleep apnea, but he wouldn't treat it. And there was a night terror because he started moaning in his sleep. And then he kind of got aggressive, and he didn't mean to. Anyway,
then I figured out why they call him Captain Hook. That's why they call him Captain Hook.
Please don't do that, because we got a clock too that you didn't see. I don't have a hook penis. Anyway,
we got a really cool clock.
Anyway, his penis was kind of straight. By the way, my penis just looks like a sitcom character in a poster. It's this. That's it. It's not a hook, because you found the medical term. And my little brother, who's a doctor, goes, why do you keep saying you have a hook penis?
His penis is like a curious dog. You know how dogs, when they go, huh?
Yes, that's what it is. Yeah, it's a little...
Not that I've seen it.
Very weird that you chose.
Very specific.
Also, I agreed. I go, yes. Wait. So then he brought me, and I'm hanging out with his
buddy. They are gay!
Yeah. And they were fucking each other. I didn't even... But, oh, God, it was just one of those sets where I just walked away. And, oh, it's the worst. Felt if you're a straight male at a show and there's pretty girls, oh, God, it's literally like
little
that dream
pressure
about being naked in front of the class. Oh, yeah. That's how it feels when you bomb in real life and you realize, oh, this isn't a dream. I'm literally walking by.
How did it feel to be back at the store, though?
Oh, that was so
'cause we both had our first weekends back there.
Yeah.
You're there this weekend.
Yeah.
They already forgot about me. So I'm
no,
not,
they did.
But how, I mean, walking into that OR, getting on that stage, I know there was a little bit of emotion for you because of Jeff.
Because
they
Jeff
put
Scott,
the new box light up with his name. And you guys had a whole thing back and forth for a while.
Yeah, the kind of thing we do on the road and stuff I did with Jeff. Jeff is a piano player for the store for years. And that got emotional at the end. That's why I just immediately got off stage.
G'day.
Yeah, I go, funny fucking way here, the fucking thing's good, I gotta go. You know. And then I'm with my buddy Matt Gagne, who's like a mechanic and like builds shit with his hands. He goes, the fuck's wrong with your eyes?
Pussy.
And I go, there's tears. He goes, you're sweating.
You're sweating. Will, you've been getting up a lot, right?
A lot, yeah. Every night I don't have a show. I'm doing a mic, doing just up every night.
Where were you in Ashoka that night? We ran into each other.
We did a mic at a park.
That's right. That's what I wanted you to talk about.
Yeah, it was my favorite mic I think I've ever been to.
This is a great story.
Because of how horrible it was. So we do this mic at a park where it's like this kind of little amphitheater. And there's
for those who are listening, when he says mic, he means open mic.
Yeah,
show.
So it's just comedians. It's like me and like 9 or 10 other comedians. It's just the only way we can get up in LA if we're not famous. And so there's a shooting that happens right outside the park, like right before the mic.
Really?
LA comedy.
Yeah.
Wow.
And so there was a helicopter above. And sometimes with outdoor shows, you get helicopters. So it's a pretty normal thing. And usually they go by, circle for a minute, and then they're gone. This fucking helicopter was circling as close as you could be for the full hour.
Of
our
the
whole show. It was.
Wow.
For an hour. And we all are at the mic like, do we still do it? Okay, I guess we'll do it. And you can barely hear the comics and people are just yelling their jokes, and you can't even hear people
laughing.
The way
you explained it the other night when you said people are just trying to power through their material.
People were up there not acknowledging the helicopter and they're just like, so dating's hard. I mean, it was like,
I go on a date,
seriously,
it gets tough.
It was unbelievable. Me, I didn't do any material. I just riffed the whole time because I was like, I'm not going
to
fucking try bits. I can't even see or hear people laughing. But also, this is another aside thing. So that was unbelievable. And there was people coming through the park with different, like, there was like a motocross guy that came by. Ring, ring, ring. Guys on
this
birds.
Park?
The Pan Pacific Park.
Oh, off of Wilshire.
Yeah, off Beverly and like, yeah.
Yeah.
And it was just so, all these weird alarms were going off. So this girl's on stage going, so I'm single. And it was like, and there was like, ring, 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 ring. It was just like chaos.
And Will goes up and the helicopter guy starts talking to him. Young man in the Huckleberry Finn jeans, you're bombing. Please just wrap it up.
It was so funny. And also my favorite little thing that happened is that.
What if a helicopter went, boom.
It was so fucking funny. And my favorite little thing that happened is Ashoka was there, who's my next door neighbor. He's like my Kramer. And he goes up and the helicopter leaves for his set. He's the last person. The helicopter leaves for his set.
Oh.
And there's a guy on a bird watching us in the back. And Ashoka, like one of his jokes bombed. He's funny, but one of his jokes bombed. And the guy, you know, when you walk someone, they like you walk them leave. This guy birded away. And so Ashoka's joke bombed. And all you hear is,
wow. Wow.
That is so
That's
good.
Great.
It was perfect. Dude. That's like LA comedy when you're not famous in a nutshell. Yeah. Like that's what it is. It's so crazy.
For sure. I mean, technology. I never experienced that.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
Anyway.
But that technology thing too. Like I can't wait till we start having drones taping our sets. Like, ring,
the whole audience is drones. You know?
And then ring.
Yeah.
Dude, I saw a VR comedy. I've seen that before. Someone
really
I saw watching that. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Like a VR.
You know who was going to do that? If you guys remember Gotham Comedy Club.
That's
what
it was. It was Gotham.
That's what they changed to. With when they were doing their Live at Gotham. It was first Live at Gotham on Comedy Central. Then it was Gotham Comedy Live on Access TV, which is the one I did.
Yeah.
And then they switched to this VR thing.
Wow.
It's my girl's roommate I saw was watching on the TV. I just saw Pete Davidson just at Gotham, and he just has a VR headset on.
Yep. And the way the VR works, isn't it like she's at it? It's almost like an arena almost?
Like you're in the club.
It's so
I didn't put it on, but I just saw on the TV what he was watching. It was crazy.
So I guess they're still doing it then.
I guess so. It was like a month or two ago, so maybe they've stopped, but I guess that's the future.
Yeah. Shit is opening.
Chris, the owner, Chris Mazzilli, he hit me up about it and was telling me about it.
Really?
And it's and I just, because of my age, I think maybe, and like how I just love traditional small room, low ceiling stand up, I just, at the time, I just couldn't wrap my head around what do you mean, virtual reality comedy?
Yeah.
Like, am I like a cartoon up there, and that's not what it is.
Cartoon,
you
know what cartoon, I mean? Jason.
Yeah, but that's cool. That's fucking that park story killed me. You told me that the other night.
We saw him right after. We're in just the green laughing room. so hard about it. These people, it's just fun. The awareness of some people is just so funny. Like people just trying to work on their material. Right. And
we got to mention one thing before emails.
Well, I don't want to go to emails.
Jupiter Legacy.
Oh, okay. We're going to talk about shit we're watching. We're not in a rush here, kids.
No, I know that. I'm just saying.
I wanted to say one more thing about the comedy.
Oh, sorry.
One of the cool things about that night when Brent and I were in the green room, Campanelli was there, and when you guys showed up, that's one of the things I missed the most.
Yeah.
That comedy camaraderie,
uh-huh,
where you guys were just running into each other. That was so cool.
Yeah.
All of us being together out at a fucking club in the green room, yep, bullshitting, having the promoter have to come up and tell us to keep it down because we're having way too much fucking fun, yep, in the green room.
So funny.
I mean, there's more laughing in the green room than when the audience, when there's certain comedians on stage. We'll talk about that another time.
But you're right. That is true.
I missed that shit so much. Like, I didn't even remember what it was like seeing Will outside of the Lion's Den.
Dude, I thought the same thing when he tapped me on the shoulder before I went on stage. I went,
why don't you have a mixer in front of you?
I go, who the fuck is this guy? I go, oh, it's Will.
Yep.
I didn't recognize
it
him.
Was that,
by the way,
so
did you
much
notice how much happier he was outside the Lion's Den?
Shut up.
Like, he literally was like, what's up, man? You know,
well, remember me? Don't fuck with... Okay.
Mention the shoe. Yeah, mention the shoe. Yeah. For our listeners, we have these amazing hand-painted Nikes in the middle of it.
And Jim Lin is the name that's on the box. No note, nothing. I want to... If you sent us these shoes, hopefully me, these shoes...
It's you.
Please... email us,
you gave us
message
nothing.
Me on Instagram, something. I'm going to post a picture of these shoes today.
Type in Jim Chin or
Lin, JimLin.
Where am I typing anything? Just Google?
Yeah. Well, in your email, just search Jim Lin.
Oh, wait a minute. We have it maybe, huh?
How do you spell Lin?
L-I-N.
L-I-N.
Oh, just L-I-N.
If you sent us these shoes, me these shoes, not Brent, just me, size 11, even though it sucks that we were the same size and they might be for you, that would make me so upset.
It's not.
Let us know that you send us these because these are fucking amazing. These are Air Jordan 1s and they're hand painted.
Unbelievable.
With like fucking snow mountains and waves and shit.
It's amazing.
They're great shoes. We got a couple of cool things. We got a really neat clock.
I'm wearing the shoe.
We got some really cool t-shirts from Nicole. That was great.
We got a clock?
Dude.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's the hook penis problem. We'll do it in the vlog.
Yeah, we'll do it in a vlog. It's made out of a record, like a vinyl record.
It's made out of a penis.
I'm not kidding.
These are the balls.
This is why I had to bring it up.
And then there's No.
This really awesome clock.
Describing something that, but hands are doing a piece. It's a record.
It's a record midnight label.
What did he say?
It's always midnight.
It just,
God damn it, we're idiots. So, Brent started watching a show.
Quick side note. I'm sorry. Just if in general, when people send us shit, just make sure you put a note with your name.
Give us a note
so we know who you are.
Because we want to be able to thank you. And
just in general.
And this shit, you obviously know me because this, when I saw these, I was fucking blown away. Yeah. These are amazing. So yeah, leave us a note. Anything you send us, leave us a note. Let us know who
and
you
we'll
are.
We'll talk about it.
And we'll talk about it.
We respect it.
And we'll definitely shout you out on the Podsky Dodsky. But unless, you know, it was lost in the mail. But yeah.
Sorry to interrupt you. You're saying you guys are watching. But
Brent started watching.
No. He was right. I started watching Jupiter Legacy, which I thought your little brother. Your twin brother.
Not his older brother.
He loves it.
Would have been right on board before
First time Brent mentioned Jupiter's Legacy, I thought, what did they open for Destiny's Child?
That's right. He goes, what the fuck is that? Beyonce?
Jupiter's Legacy. It's so fucking good.
I actually love it. People think I'm hating on it. I actually like it.
It's amazing. Yeah. 8 episodes. I binged it in a day and a half.
Oh, yeah.
And just exactly like you, I was so fucking hooked that I needed more superhero shit.
Yeah, yeah.
So I started watching The Boys again.
That's what I did. I started watching The Boys because I was like, well, I need some superhero shit. Because I was enjoying cigars in my living room, being single as shit. I wore the Lions outfit, the mane.
Nice.
And I was just sitting there with cigars watching Jupiter's Legacy, Insta-storying the entire night. Having the best time.
It is so fucking good because you're watching this
shit. I really enjoyed it.
Every episode does this. You're literally watching real time and the origin story of how it happened at the same time. They keep doing flashbacks.
I need Dave here to explain it. I can't fucking keep up with you. We need Dave.
I know, right?
It's like keeping up with the Kardashians meets Melrose Place meets Smallville.
Dude, it's so good.
It's got this weird, like, it shows, you got the superhero dad, and you got to live up to that name. It's like Michael Jordan's kids or whatever, the Kardashians. But you can also, like, the daughter is a drug addict, you know.
Yeah,
like,
it's so good.
It's got all that shit where it's like, but then they had to earn their powers, but the kids were born into it. So it's like,
that's
you.
The cool part when you see the origin.
I thought it was dope the way they did it.
Okay. When you see the origin story, it takes place in the 20s.
Yeah, it was like the
just before the crash,
like something years old.
And what's so cool is every time they go into the, it's letterboxed. Is that what that's called?
Yeah.
What do they call that?
16:9.
Yeah, and every time it goes into the past, it opens like
that's
that.
Helpful also. For dumb people like me who can't follow it.
But I love how it goes on some scenes when it goes back into real time. Man, it's such a cool thing.
I wanted to make fun of it so bad because, like, it's funny the way they tried to age Josh Duhamel or
Duhamel
or whatever
how do you
fuck
say his
it
name?
Is. I don't know.
I think it's just Duhamel.
Duhamel,
yeah,
Josh
people
Duhamel.
Say Morin or Morin.
God, he
know.
Is a big dude, huh?
6'4".
God damn, he's a big guy.
So gay.
There's a scene where he walks out onto the porch and he's still in his uniform with the long hair, and I'm like, that's a big motherfucker. He's huge.
Yeah. And Leslie Bibb, who plays his wife.
Oh,
she was a professional golfer, I think.
Really?
And she's dating Sam Rockwell.
She's great.
I seen her and Sam Rockwell in Hollywood years ago. Yeah. Sam Rockwell is a little guy.
See if
I didn't type
know in golf. This
so
might be a Brent
though.
Fact.
Oh my God, he's my favorite.
Might be a Brent fact.
No, I've seen them together.
Leslie Bibb. But just type in golf.
Oh,
Leslie
Bibb. Yeah,
golf,
you're right.
Because this might be a Brent fact.
Looks a little Brenty.
Well, it's a Brenty.
Yeah, it's a little
right,
bit
I didn't
Brent.
Need that.
It's a
I didn't
Brent.
Need you to add a fucking Y
definitely
to my
Brent-y.
Last name. God, I'm going to drown you. anyway, when they dress them up and like make them look old, but they still look 40.
Right.
You know, that part was
Leslie
hilarious
bit,
to me. I wanted to make fun of it.
Right.
But then all of a sudden I'm like, and the fucking son with the hair. He's not that great of an actor. But but I went, I'm going to make fun of this. And I was, but then I was like, well, shit, what's going on in the next episode? You know
what I mean? Leslie Bibb's outfit, too. Mm. God, it's so hot.
Yeah.
Gimme.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, it's really fucking, it's really good. And then that got me back to The Boys, and The Boys is so fucking good.
The Boys is good. I never watched it before.
But then I started searching, and you know how they give you suggested stuff? There's so many fucking superhero things. There's a cartoon
Endless.
Called Invincible, right, that's out right now.
I don't know that one.
And then it made me realize, God damn it, the Ben Stiller movie.
Oh, what's it? Mystic Men? No.
Mystery Men.
Mystery Men.
One of my favorites.
Where they're all...
Yeah.
Yeah, when I was a kid, that was like my favorite movie. I watched it like 100 times.
Oh my God. Remember Dane Cook's cameo in it?
Waffle Man.
The Waffle
Man.
The Waffler.
Yeah, I'd rewatch that. Speaking of comedians, you know who produces The Boys? Seth Rogen and his writing partner.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. And they said, I listened to an interview with him because he's got a book out, which, by the way, I bought his weed the other day.
Oh, really? It's Houseplant or whatever?
I have it here, yeah.
Great marketing.
Oh, so good.
We were just talking about that. Yeah. Really cool. The packaging and shit.
Fantastic.
He said it's the most successful thing he's ever done.
Wow.
Because of how many international views he gets.
Wow.
I'm like, God damn. And I have to watch it because I worked with Jack Quaid's dad, Dennis, you know? So I was like, all right, let me give it a shot here. And then I fucking love The Boys, but also I need that season two. The same way I need Succession and Curb, I need season two of Jupiter's Legacy.
Oh, Jupiter.
Well, another thing that I completed, I think I mentioned this on the last episode, I finished everything with
you. Finished V-Mars?
V-Mars, right. K-Bells and V-Mars. Shit. That's why now I think I'm going to start watching The Good Place.
Oh, it's a great show.
Great.
That's what I heard.
So good.
But because Ryan Hansen is in V-Mars, I remembered Party Down.
Oh, Party Down.
Great show.
So I go to watch Party Down. It's all the Veronica Mars people.
Oh, yeah.
Producers, uh-oh, actors, everything. The guy Rob Thomas and Paul Rudd that produced Veronica Mars produced Party
Down. Paul Rudd produced
Party
Down.
Veronica
Mars?
He was in it. But then there are so many relationships. The same producers and same stuff is in Party Down as Veronica Mars. Ryan Hansen's in it. The dad from Veronica Mars is in one of the episodes where he gets...
Really?
You see his dick in it. He gets naked and jumps into the pool and you can see his dick. And then...
That's right.
Yeah, remember?
So excited about it.
Martin Starr, who was on Freaks and Geeks, who was in an episode, who was part of that. And it's like almost... And then the guy, Jason, I can't remember the actor's last name, Jason something, that played Veronica Mars' boyfriend, he's in an episode of Party Down. Like, there's so many...
It's a great show.
Yeah, there's so many connections from Veronica Mars to Party Down that I never realized that. The guy that plays the boss in Party Down is the other detective in Veronica Mars. It's like so many...
Where's my phone?
But like my Roomba's going off. It's Rob Thomas, I think is his name. He's also in the Google Doc. He produced it, yeah.
But I love
dude,
this
Party
show.
Down, and oh my God, Jane Lynch in it.
What a cast!
Is so fucking hilarious.
I used to have the biggest crush on Lizzie Kaplan.
Oh, she's great.
She was like one of my number ones for
years.
She's
great. What was that?
For years.
She just did a series where it was an origin story of like a Stephen King.
Oh, that one I don't.
Misery.
Know.
She played. It was a.
What's the one she did with? It was a sex show.
Oh, Masters of Sex.
Yep,
yeah, Masters of Sex.
Yeah, she's great. And in Party Down,
truth be told,
in Party Down, she plays a stand-up comic.
Oh, did she? Oh, I did not remember that.
She's a comedian.
Playing a comedian.
Adam Scott is an out of work
actor, right?
Ryan Hansen is playing a guy who's getting into acting and booking. She's a comic who's married, and her husband wants to move to Vermont, but she's like, "I'm a comedian. What the fuck am I going to do in Vermont?" So she's dealing with all that. It's a good.
I love that,
and it's funny. It's really funny.
So funny. That's the first time I saw Ryan Hansen. I thought, is this guy good or is he just playing himself? And
can
then
I be
when
honest?
He had a few moments, I said, this guy's actually really good.
In Party Down. Can I be honest?
What?
Not a great actor in Veronica Mars.
Really?
Really funny to me. I enjoy him, but boy, he was new. And then you see him Party Down. He's found his wheelhouse. Like that character he plays in Party Down is so good.
Yeah, it was great.
And so him. But yeah, if you guys want to laugh.
It made me want to be a caterer.
Yeah.
They make it look fun.
It's like a Hollywood catering company.
I literally watched that show when I was living in Van Nuys in the hood, and I had no money. And I was thinking, well, this doesn't seem like a bad gig.
Oh, my God.
Like,
it's
I could
so
do
sad.
This shit.
What's the guy in Party Down, the guy that plays the...
Ken Marino?
That guy.
Yeah.
He was in Whitney. He played D'Elia's brother.
That's right.
In Whitney.
He's great. He's always so funny.
Dude, he's
so
funny.
He's part of that whole Wet Hot American Summer team.
Right.
The State or whatever? No, Stella? Who's the team?
I don't know
what name.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Stella.
Yeah,
that
Stella.
Guy. That guy too was. Yeah, but that guy was
but
in Party
whole,
Down.
Him and David Wayne and.
Yeah, that whole camp.
That
literally.
Whole camp.
Yeah. But it was. It's really good. And I simply watched Party Down because seeing Hansen in Veronica Mars reminded me of it, and I go, I gotta see that again. And then watching it, I'm like, holy shit, it's everybody from Veronica Mars is in this
is so
and it's
great.
Produced by the same guy.
You guys ever watch Children's Hospital?
Same
people.
Great.
That's fucking hilarious.
It's a great show.
Yep.
Shout out to Malin Ackerman.
Cordry,
that,
is it
right?
Is it Cordry that's in that?
Rob Cordry.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
He has like
Malin.
A clown face.
Yeah.
Oh, happy birthday, Malin Ackerman.
Does she watch the podcast? Does she watch it?
No.
Right. But she's coming on. We're gonna get her on as a guest.
Yeah, I'm looking for my phone because my Roomba went on.
It's okay.
Isn't it supposed to?
Yeah, let him
it
do
just,
his thing.
For some reason, the second I replace the bristles, he just kind of does his own thing. Hey.
Well, you have him on a schedule, I think, and you probably didn't know that you
I don't
that.
Know. You know me. I don't know.
Yeah.
He's your employee.
It's his pet. Buster.
I'll tell you. Shout out to my mother getting me the new bristles and filters for that Roomba. I sat there like Pinocchio. Not Pinocchio. Geppetto. Geppetto?
Geppetto.
Not Geppetto. Who's the guy that made Pinocchio?
Geppetto.
Yeah. Geppetto. So I sat there like Geppetto just building up my Roomba again. See, it would have made sense. See, I need to do more sets.
I got the strings to hold me down.
You know, you were starting to sing that. Anyways. We got emails there, Will?
Yeah, we do.
Fuck
we do.
Me. You know that? Mm-hmm. Everybody from V-Mars was in this show.
V-Mars and K-Bells,
so
dude.
Funny how much you love that show.
Dude, it's so good. It ended
You're
going to
make me want to watch Veronica Mars.
It's the worst ending in the best way, but it also seems like it leaves it open that there's going to be another one. So I'm really excited about that. K-Bells, if you're watching, do another one.
She's definitely watching.
Okay, yeah, for sure.
For sure. Big Lionsden. What if Kristen Bell was the biggest Lionsden fan? I mean, how fucking awesome would
that be?
That'd
be awesome.
Well, I only have 1 degree of separation.
That's true.
By the way, speaking of that, of K-Bells, her buddy Jackie Tone.
Yeah, Jackie.
Was just in the episode of The Boys that I just watched.
Really?
Oh, I remember that.
She was like a PR person or something.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That show is dark, by the way.
Very.
Yeah, it's
holy
very dark.
Shit.
It's
the
dark.
Beginning when he dark. Lost his girl.
Yeah.
So many so civilians dark. Died.
And he's holding her hands.
Right, right.
Oh!
I was like, oh.
That's Dennis Quaid's son.
Yeah.
And he screams her name, Robin! Oh, man. Yep. Fuck it.
That
so
show
weird.
Really is. I watched that when I had COVID, and I was almost like, I need to watch something different.
Yeah.
You know what was
dark? So dark.
You know
dark
what was really shit. Great is when they were trying to figure out how to kill the invisible guy.
Oh, yeah.
Because his skin is made of diamonds or some shit, and he was invincible.
Like translucent.
And they finally, translucent. They finally figured out how to kill him, remember?
Yep. Yeah.
They put a bomb up his ass and blew him up from the inside.
Dude, that show, I got off
I love
Jupiter's
it.
Legacy, and I was like, invested yeah. and then I went to that show, but here's the thing with me too, because you know I sleep on a couch, I'm mm-hmm. an insomniac, so I would fall asleep on the couch and then just wake up to crashing bangs in the middle of the night, and then I would just see blood, carnage,
dude,
and then go
falling
back
asleep to
bed
to that
and
show.
Weird dreams
mm-hmm. falling asleep to that show, you're gonna have some fucking
it's not the greatest show to fall asleep to.
All right, let's see what we got here, Will.
So we got a little Mufasa introduction from a Kristen. She just I think she's just introducing herself. We have a new Mufasa member.
Oh, cool.
Her name is Kristen. Hey, guys. Hope all is well in the den. My name is Kristen. I was born and raised in Ventura, California.
Boom.
I have an obsession with stand-up comedy and would frequent the Laugh Factory and the Comedy Store pre-apocalypse. I am terribly awkward and shy, but I would go alone to see shows most of the time.
Cute.
I always sat in the corner near a photo of Lucille Ball at the Laugh Factory. Oh. I stopped going when the server asked if I wanted my usual. Told you. So awkward.
Whoa.
Wow.
I'm gonna kind of skip around a little bit. I did see Brent's show at Oxnard Levity Live with my best friend a while back. I was super nervous the entire show because we were sitting front and center.
Was I on that?
Yeah. Right? Oxnard. We did Oxnard.
Yes.
Where,
when we my,
what's
when
his
we,
name played guitar.
Also, yeah, Tom Tran.
This made no
this is when what's his name diddled somebody in the front row.
Whoever.
Tommy Tran.
Yeah.
Who's now working at the Laugh Factory.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah.
And then she says, I'm so happy that I'm able to support your show in the small way that I can. I can't wait to see another live show, hopefully with all three of you in the near future.
Absolutely.
She didn't say it was a good show, though, at Oxnard? Nothing?
Nothing, huh?
I assume it was good.
What's
if it
her
was
name?
Good, she wouldn't
I
be
I bombed
here.
Last night.
What
I
is her name?
Something.
Kristen.
Kristen. I'm going to remember this.
Yeah, Kristen.
And then she did say, Kristen. I do have a panda / sloth / dog who is my emotional support animal. Her name is Paige.
Paige. I love it.
Out of respect, I guess I'll read this part. She says, all three of you are so much fun to listen and relate to. Ow. I struggle with self-confidence and recently I've been diagnosed with PTSD and anxiety. So she has a support dog. And this is her
nice.
Support dog.
Oh,
so adorable.
Oh my God. I want to hug it. Yep. I want to hug it.
What do you say at stage? You go like, I have a dog that's what you think?
It's they're bred for nothing. They're bred for going like this. Who's my little man?
Yeah,
that's what they're
that's
bred for.
That dog.
That's what that dog is for. Bred for nothing. Bred for loving.
Bread for Lovin'. That's a great band name.
Mm-hmm. Oh, who's my little guy?
And now we have
that shit makes me laugh every time.
I forgot about that.
And now we have, quote, a little story from Emily. Hey guys, I have a weird / wholesome story that I think about a lot. One morning a couple years ago, I was walking to the trolley stop near my house for my morning commute. Trolley.
Yeah, maybe London. In the UK.
I don't think it could be. I stopped to pet this really sweet yellow lab that came up to me, and I was And as I was petting the dog, I said, you're such a good girl. And then the owner said to me, you're a good girl for stopping. And to this day, it's one of the weirdest encounters I've ever had. I didn't know the answer to who's a good girl was actually me all along. I still see this woman and her dog around my neighborhood all the time. Anyway, I hope you guys are scheduling a Philly date soon.
Oh, there you go. Trolley stop.
Oh, trolley. Philly. So I was way off. I'll tell you this. Let me tell you this.
Philly Punchline we should be doing pretty soon there in Fishtown. Yeah.
Gigs are coming in, guys. We got it. I got vaccinated. I'm Hutz. But I'll tell you this. I would go down to Alfred's, a coffee shop that's right here in L.A. And this one dude would just be outside with his dog. And I realized he was doing that to get people to stop, like girls.
Oh.
And it was so creepy. Because he was like this weird, like the way he's dressed with the flops and socks.
Super tight, fashionable. Huckleberry
Finn. No, no, no. But the flip-flop socks. The flip-flop socks.
Jeans way too small. Jeans for a four-year-old. Yes.
Penis, it's off.
Yeah,
penis, it's off. Holding it.
This guy literally would go out of his way to like use his dog to like get girls to like hang out. Like it was so weird.
You want
to
get coffee?
It was so translucent.
Translucent.
Yeah.
Transparent.
Transparent. Right. Thank you. Don't correct me again. I'll talk to you. Sorry. But I just went, dude, like the girls are even aware that you're going like, you like my dog? Like he was doing shit like that.
Weird.
Like girls walk by not
in front
even
of
look
a
at
liquor
the dog.
Store?
No, in front of the coffee shop.
Oh.
Liquor store.
Liquor store. Where are you back? Still in Philly?
Yeah, I'm still in Philly.
Fuck in front of the trolley at the liquor store.
So trolleys in Philly?
I guess. I thought trolleys. I thought trolleys in.
You don't ride the trolley?
Maybe she's. I don't know, maybe she's from the UK and shopping trolley. I remember my buddy Brian, who's from Ireland. Him and my brother were going to the grocery store. My brother, you know, we call him a shopping cart. They call them shopping trolleys.
Shopping trolleys.
Well, that's just not correct.
Yeah.
It's very British. It's
to
very
the bunker.
European.
Get to the bunker.
All right. Well, that was a cute story.
I love the bunker thing. That shit still makes me laugh.
What does that say? Want to go what?
Want to go on a quest.
Fuck
this is from Angie.
Oh, wow.
I saw this online and thought it would be fun to send to you guys. If you got into a ride service and this was on the seat, which ride would you pick? I think this is an Uber driver who has this in the back with like a cute little note.
What?
So, Jesus, hold on. I'm trying to get it. Yeah, okay, so it says, "Welcome to Cameron's car." This is like in the like when you're in the passenger seat in front of you, facing it. To ensure the best ride possible for you, I have prepared a menu of various types of rides I offer. Just choose one or don't. That's an option too. Then sit back and enjoy the ride. So here's the options that this guy has. Number one, the awkward ride.
Nope.
You ignore this menu completely, then we all sit in silence for the remainder of the ride. Kind of funny. Number two, the funny ride. I tell you jokes or embarrassing stories
from
my life.
Absolutely not. Nope.
So number three, the silent ride, and that just says nothing.
Yeah.
Four, the creepy ride. I don't say anything, but I keep staring at you in the rear of your mirror. This is fucking funny.
That's funny.
Number five, the karaoke ride. We rock out to hits from the 80s, early 2000s, or literally whatever you want.
I might do that.
All right, let's get through and then we'll pick what we want. Yeah. So six, the bubble ride. We blow bubbles the whole time.
Okay. Have bubbles?
The small talk ride. We talk about how crazy the weather's been lately, and I ask if you caught the game last night. Eight, the therapy ride. You vent to me about your problems and I listen. Nine, the drunk ride. You throw up in my car.
That's kind of great.
Number 10, the last one, the cliche ride. You ask me how long you've been driving for Lyft. I love this. Hilarious.
I'm guilty of the cliche ride. I've done that one. How long have you been doing this? Yeah. I used to do it anyway.
Three, the silent one, and I would do the karaoke one if I was drunk.
Yeah, I would do karaoke. No, I would do silent. I would definitely never do, as comics, the joke one. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear your
worst
jokes.
Case scenario.
Small talk could kind of be funny, though, comedically.
Yeah.
To try to do, like, how's the weather? Did you see the game? If that's actually, we're going to try to keep for a whole fucking 20-minute
ride. Like an improv scene.
I could do that.
That's perfect. Good exercise.
It'd be a great exercise.
That or silence. That's what I'm doing. Of course, you know, karaoke. I just... That one's hard for me because I'm such an amazing singer.
Yeah,
and I don't want to intimidate anybody out of singing. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. Hey.
If I'm on Molly, maybe the bubbles.
Oh, wow.
If you're on Molly.
I mean, we're both dead.
Imagine blowing bubbles in somebody's car.
Yeah, that's so weird.
That is so bizarre.
What would you do?
Hey. But don't talk to him. Mix a few. Bubbles, awkward silence. Mm-hmm. Staring at each other in the mirror,
blowing bubbles.
I might mix looking at ourselves in the mirror with small talk.
Yeah.
See the game? Yep. Do you like it? Yep. How about those Knicks? Yep.
Mm-hmm.
You got a bubble? Look at me. is us flipping.
I just wanted to take an Uber to the emergency room.
I like the also like the therapy ride. Here's why. Is because that way I can vent all the way to where I'm going. So by the time I get where I'm going, I'm like, all right,
I feel great.
Off my chest.
That's good. Yeah.
It's like, that's what you should do leaving here, I think.
Mm-hmm. Here's Will. Yeah. Here's Will during that therapy. So Brent and Jason, keep making fun of my fucking pants. And yeah.
I just like socks and like flip-flops.
And I like my pants to be way too fucking tight. Okay?
And I like it because it rubs against my good penis.
Not only are they small, I'm going to roll them up. Fuck you if it looks like Huckleberry Finn.
I don't give a shit that I look. And it was a good bit. It was a good joke. I get it. You know?
Oh, that was a good
therapy
one.
Ride. That's great. Thanks, Angie.
And I'm sorry about my hair. I saw Dunkirk and I thought, I don't know
Jason
what I was
said thinking. I look like Dwight Schrute, this piece of shit.
And I don't look like Dwight, right? Right?
Right?
Right?
Right? Right? Fine. Blows more bubbles.
What do we got here?
We got a thing from Chelsea. Boost Brent up. I heard Brent talking about how people bring him on stage. Oh, wait. Let me start over. I heard Brent talking about people being on him for being too self-deprecating. And while his honesty is refreshing, let's fix some of that lonely self-deprecation. Oh, please start a segment where women or men or whatever he fancies. Whatever he fancies.
I don't know.
He likes them.
Day to day.
Can send in applications to join Brent and his Roomba for date nights to watch the squirrels steal fruit from his backyard with him this summer. If this idea takes off, throw me into the draft. I'm not from LA, but also # I don't care if you have hair. Love the pod, best Chelsea.
What's the picture?
She sent a picture of herself.
Let's see what Chelsea's doing. Oh, hey, Chelsea.
Yeah, she's pretty. I like that shirt.
What is on that? What is that?
You know what's funny?
Looks like Jason, Freddie, and Jason.
I had that hair color in high school.
I thought you were going to say cut. I had that haircut in high school. Wow.
But yeah. I had
things are starting to make
sense.
My
senior photo with streaks of red in my hair.
Oh, nice. What a dick.
Your senior photo.
What an asshole.
Well, because I was celebrating great hair. I was so thick and great. I used to break fucking clippers and shit. I was best hair. I was the guy. People used to copy me. Better come back. Or it's over. Shit. I'm a fucking idiot.
This is way too long.
Idiot.
Jesus, look at this one.
Wow.
That's going to take too long to get through.
Is that a real estate agent, though? What's that photo?
We'll save it. We'll save it. nice. Oh, sure. Here's a one-year anniversary finding TLD. Oh. This is from Dez. We've heard from her before.
Sup, Dez?
Hey, crew. Sup, Dez? Hey, crew. It will soon be a year since I found the Lion's Den podcast. I know I was late to the party, but hey, I showed up. I want to thank all of you for the individual advice you gave me throughout the year. Brent with my epilepsy, Will with my future podcast adventure, and Jason with my career change. You all have had such a positive impact on my life. To celebrate, I bought my favorite Lion's Den prints from our dear friend Nicole, framed it, and hung it on my wall, a big wall of art. After everything I've been through this past year, I deserve it. And then here's all her art that she has of us.
Oh, look at
that. Pretty cool. Who's it? And here's her wall of...
Oh, look at that.
Sweet.
Oh,
you know,
right,
we're going to need to get you a level, but okay.
Is it crooked?
Oh, that was so
more
crooked.
Of a dad.
Look at that. Get a level, guy. Come on. Looks
well,
good
on
though.
The side, yeah.
You gotta get if you're gonna write in, you're gonna get smooth bullied. So I hope she knows what it is. Cool. Thanks, Des. Now we got one here. I think we can do this one. This is from Scott. It's loose fitting t-shirts for this guy.
I like that.
Hey guys, good to see you're doing better. Looks like we all had a little run in with Miss Senora Covida. I mean, tried so hard.
Senorita Covida.
I think that's what it is. We're just a bunch of no Peroni Coronis, huh? Homies, huh? I'm on a diet plan now, but my God, the fall from grace this 12 months has been fatty fucking habits.
Oh boy.
I still got a Winnie the Pooh shaped torso.
Me.
But training my ass off, so I'm on the road to recovery. On a positive note.
Winnie the Pooh torso.
That's
funny.
On a positive note, it feels like we are turning a bit of a corner in the pandemic. Won't be long before we're watching live sports and grabbing a cold beer with friends.
Yeah.
As it dawns on me that time has come to begin to emerge from my cave, I am gladdened by the thought that for the first time in forever, I may even get to enjoy a woman, quote unquote. I think that's something you say. Enjoy a woman.
Yeah, that's a Brent.
That's great.
I mean, I can't countdown to canceled if I get on a hit show.
I know, right?
and then,
what's wrong with enjoying a woman? Women can enjoy a man.
That's true.
That's funny. He says, you know, get out the old flared bass and provide some pleasure for the belly button. That's great. That's what the thing's for, right? Belly button stuff?
Yeah.
Maybe even trap street rat in case she's down for a rum and coke.
We say so many
don't
things.
Don't know what that means.
We say so many things.
At this point, I don't even remember what it's like to enjoy a woman. I'm in high school all over again. Rico Suave in my head, McLovin in the real life.
Yes.
And then last thing here, anyways, I kind of said this at the end of my last email, which Will never got to. To be fair, he made the right call. It takes a real 90 degree turn into a lot of hedgehog stuff. That's great. Listening to this pod really helped us get through a lot of this shit-tastic stretch. There's so many other pods out there that just have to get into politics and all the crap. You guys consistently provide the kind of laughs that make you lose it while waiting in line at the grocery store. And then all the pretty girls take a step back from you, actually making it harder to get to the point where you can enjoy a woman. Seriously, through 15 minutes of laughter can actually lift you out of depression for hours. The point is, we need this. Keep this fucking awesome pod going. What an email. Thanks, yeah, Scott. Right? Super nice of you. Dude. It's awesome.
Where are we on time?
We are at 50 minutes.
Okay. On that note, I want to end on this.
Yeah.
From one of our loyalists.
Oh my loyalist. God, I'm pressing that one. That was so funny.
Yeah. Thing.
One of our loyalist Lions Pride members.
I do remember Enjoy a Woman. I loved Enjoy a Woman.
She sent this amazing note. Listen to this, guys. All right, here we go. If you remember Emma.
Who's this from? Emma?
Emma, yeah.
Oh, beautiful.
Hi, Jay. She sent it to me, but she also emailed it just in case Will skipped it because it was probably, he would because it's long. Anyways. All right, well. Hi, Jay. Hope you are well. So good to see you are back out there doing stand-up. Apologies for the long message, but I've just have to share something with you and the guys. As per a previous email, my uncle has unfortunately definitely been diagnosed with cancer and unfortunately too widespread for treatment.
Oh.
So it's about making him comfortable right now. I persuaded him today to watch an episode of The Lion's Den, Hamster Town being my favorite, and he absolutely loved it. In fact, he actually laughed out loud, and it's the happiest I've seen him in such a long time.
Wow.
It means the world that I am able to share this with him before I lose him, and I'll be watching many more with him. I've sent Will an email, but I wanted to send a message in case he doesn't catch it.
Wow.
Because,
doing my best, guys.
Because I'm so thankful to you, Brent and Will, for putting The Lion's Den out there. You've made a dying man very happy. This is something I can always cherish, and for that, I am beyond grateful. I am grateful beyond words. How sweet is that?
Wow. Really sweet. Wow. Really sweet. Yep. Thank you so much, Emma. And so, I saw the email here. It just, we're a little backlogged, but yeah, either way.
And by the
thank
way,
thank you so much.
But that means a lot to all three of us. As,
yeah.
Being able to bring a little bit of laughter to this guy who's fighting a hard fight.
Mm-hmm.
But that, yeah, I wanted to end on that note. That's really sweet. Because, fantastic. Like, again, I always say this. We don't exist without our listeners.
No,
we don't not exist at all. Without our listeners and viewers.
And those messages really help. Not in a narcissistic way. We just, trust me, we're all flawed.
And we are constantly questioning ourselves. Are we doing it? Yeah. Are we doing this right? Are we assholes?
It? Yeah.
I know we're assholes, but you know.
Yeah. I want to enjoy women sometimes. You know? Yes. So...
keep us posted, Emma. Thank you so
please
much.
Please keep us posted.
Again, Jim Lynn. I want to know about these shoes.
Yeah, write us, Jim Lynn.
Jim Lynn and Emma, keep us posted on your uncle.
Best wishes.
Sorry you're going
best
through
wishes.
That.
Best wishes.
And emails podthelinesden@gmail.com. It's easy to find. Hit us up. Jason in Chicago, Brennan and Jason in Atlanta, Zany's Nashville. And
Jason in Vegas, June
11th. Jason in Vegas, June 11th.
Jerk.
I wanted to see if he had it. Gotham.
And then Gotham,
yeah. He got it. Yeah. Will's got it, man.
Yeah.
I got
Will's see the out of the three of us, he's got the young, fresh mind.
Yeah.
Very fresh.
We're very senile.
Oh,
we have early onset dementia.
I woke up in the pool. I thought I was having a stress dream and I realized no, you're just in the
fuck?
I went blah, just naked with weird lacerations.
Waking
on my back.
Up terrified is so funny. Like or when you snore so bad you almost die and you go
it's like whenever I take a bath, all of a sudden you're off a cliff.
Oh my God.
I would love a fucking security cam of me. Just trying.
We got to get a camera in your bedroom and catch us like night vision trying to sleep.
Go fuck yourself.
All right,
also,
guys.
More importantly, why are you taking baths?
Yeah, it's so cute.
I would like a bath.
I would love. I'm not. My bathtub's not big enough for me to take a bath. I would literally be in the bathtub like this.
Well, I've never seen you do that.
How am I supposed to wash my pee pee?
Like this. Take that rag.
Okay. Yeah. All right, guys, come hang out with us on the Patreon.
Yeah, we're gonna move over to Patreon
later.
Later, I have to pee.
We are friends, digging each other.